9:08, and now for a very special chat with a very special guest. On the line I have John Westermeyer, Director of Sales and Sales Enablement from Everlast. John, are you with me? Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Lovely to be chatting to you, and the Everlast brand is certainly one that we're very proud to be chatting about. It's also opportune for us, while we have this moment together, to be talking about how the company is doing in terms of its eco-friendly position, in terms of the effects of climate change and reversing the effect, because I believe the Everlast brand is particularly cognizant of that.
Absolutely, and I think one has to look at any company and explore the whole value chain in terms of what your impact is to the ecosystem. So Everlast is definitely one of the companies that explores its manufacturing methods. And, you know, we utilize a lot of solar power in terms of our manufacturing, and I'll unpack that shortly. But then also, more importantly, the products that we manufacture and what ingredients go into those products. And then looking at your packaging materials and avoiding certain harmful materials and plastics, etc. And all the way looking through to your full carbon footprint with the ultimate aim of becoming carbon neutral.
That's very noble and laudable, but is it possible? I mean, how is Everlast ensuring that it produces sustainable building products?
Well, as I mentioned, it all starts from the manufacturing process. So we know solar is a very big topic for South Africa at the moment, for various reasons, of course. And at our manufacturing plant, we have a solar capacity of 44,000 kilowatt hours of solar energy that we produce each day, which drives our manufacturing process. And to put that into perspective, if one had to look at all the solar panels, it's over 32,000 solar panels that we've got installed on our factory roofs. That's about 88,000 square meters. And because we're in the Rugby World Cup fever at the moment, you can equate that to about 9 rugby fields of solar panels.
Wow.
So it's huge. But more importantly, it saves around 2,000 tons of CO2 emissions on a daily basis. So that's one of the inputs in terms of, you know, manufacturing and using clean energy to create the product. And then, of course, looking very closely to the actual output product and the beautiful decking boards that we produce and what goes into that. So for us, one of the main inputs, of course, is recycled materials and specifically plastics.
Hmm.
So, you know, we gather a huge amount of plastics and we divert those away from the oceans and landfills. And those products then go into our manufacturing process. We also use bamboo fibers as one of the ingredients. In fact, it's a very large ingredient. It makes up about 55 to 60% of our inputs. And it goes through an extrusion process, and out comes a beautiful product, which is very sustainable and has longevity. And more importantly, it stops the cutting down of trees with traditional timber that's used in all the processes of creating baking products.
And this is really where the good news is in our greater Ballito region, with so many people wanting to add the attraction of decking around their outside living areas, even inside to some degree. And the Everlast range of products available now not only gives you that exquisite finish that you're looking for, and the durability, because, well, it's not going to deteriorate, but it's also, you're contributing to a better planet by supporting companies like Everlast. So it's a win-win all the way down the line, I would imagine. Let's just talk about the products that you can buy in South Africa at the moment and in the greater Ballito area.
Absolutely. So we produce various technologies of decking products. Some of our main selling products are our Evertech and Infinity range. And just to give you an understanding of how the composition of those products look, we use one material inputs being bamboo, which is a very sustainable type plant. In fact, it's actually a grass species. Now, many other people, when they create composite decking products, they use wood in terms of their process. But that's not a very sustainable input in terms of manufacturing of products, because when you cut down a tree, just through the whole felling process and the milling conversion, you actually only get to use about 15% of that tree as the end product. So there's a huge amount of wastage. Now, with bamboo, there's less than 2% wastage when you use that as a material input. And bamboo is a very special plant. It's actually a grass, and it's one of Mother Nature's best-kept secrets, because it can grow to full size within 3 to 5 years, so it can, you know, can grow back to full size very quickly. You don't need any pesticides or chemical fertilizer to grow it. And then more importantly, it releases about 35% more oxygen into our air than hardwood trees.
Wow.
And it's got a lot of antibacterial properties, so it's a very ingredient to our product. We use that, which as I said, is about 50 to 60-odd% as a material input. And then the other parts are mostly made up of recycled materials. So it's a very sustainable way of creating an aesthetically pleasing product. And then, of course, you look at the maintenance factor as well. You know, I think this is one of the big attractions of using composite decking, in that unlike traditional timber decking, you've got to maintain it over a period of time. You want to prevent it from rotting and drying out. A lot of people have to use, you know, various sealants. Fortunately, those sealants have a lot of chemicals in it, including arsenic and copper compounds. And that's the downside of that. You know, maintaining timber, number one, it's a lot of effort. But secondly, it's not great for the ecosystem, because a lot of that stuff can seep into our groundwater and then, of course, harm the water table.
So for various good reasons, it's an absolute must to check out the options that are available to you when it comes to decking particularly and sustainable decking. I'm talking to John Westermeyer. He's the Director of Sales and Sales Enablement from Everlast in the greater Ballito area. John, for those that are listening and curious to examine the range of products that your company produces, where are they available to explore or examine in the greater Ballito region?
Well, right in Ballito itself, we've got a beautiful lifestyle showroom in the Center of Design building that's on Moffat Drive, as you probably know. And yeah, that's open on a daily basis from Monday to Friday, including Saturday. And we've got some beautiful stands and products on display, which people can go and experience and see how beautiful they look. And now they've got a good understanding as well in terms of what goes into that product, which I think is very pleasing.
Absolutely. And one final question, because this would be the question that would be most, I think, prominent on the minds of anyone considering this option. How does composite decking compare price-wise to hardwood?
Well, I think very favorably at the moment. You know, cost of timber has gone up a lot over a period of time. We've seen it particularly over the last 2 to 3 years. So it's almost on a comparable basis, but one has to look as well at the bigger picture in terms of the cost of maintenance of normal timber products. So when one considers the warranties and behind products like our Apex range, which is up to 30 years, you know it's a product that's going to last you just about a lifetime. And if you factor that into the cost equation, then suddenly composite decking becomes a very favorable choice.
Indeed it does. I'm terribly glad to have had this conversation with you this morning, John. Thank you so much for joining us on The Morning Show on 88.
Thank you so much. Have a good day further.
And that was John Westermeyer, Director of Sales and Enablement at Everlast. If you want to check out the incredible range of composite decking available to you, visit everlast.co, that's everlast.co.za, or pop down to the Center of Design in Ballito anytime you like. They're open 7 days a week.
It's The Morning Show with Mike in the Morning. Proudly powered by Accelerate Security. Your success is Accelerate's priority. Visit accelerate.co.za to find out how they can help your business excel today.